as soon as I say I need to know their relationship, and then I know their sisters, I have to be able to say, what does that mean?
I think the older one sees herself as like a semi.
Okay. So here's what I want us to do. I want us to go slower. I want us to go slower and start with what does it mean to be sisters? You may be right, but the thing about it is, here's how I'd like you to begin to think, because here's the thing. You've got a one-page scene for an audition. And so you need to figure out, how do I layer in information that is going to give me something actable? And the only way I can do it is if I work slowly. I have to be careful about making decisions too quickly. There's a rule here. If I make a decision too quickly, I'm going, and Ben, I got to tell you something. You go down the wrong road with a character decision,
good luck.
You can't get off it.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as you make a choice, you know, she's emotionally removed. Now you're going to play the whole thing like she's emotionally removed. As soon as you say he's an asshole, you're going to play the whole thing, and it may or may not be true. So this is why this is important. If you do not understand the dynamics of being sisters, then you can't do this. You can't do this scene. Look at what we've come up with. They fight. They love. They're things. Yeah. They're a unit against the parents. Do you know how brilliant? That's brilliant. Yeah. That tells you I'm doing a scene with somebody, and the two of us have this unwritten contract that it's us against them. Would you say that's actable? In terms of what Oscar is suggesting, I need to know their relationship. I do need to know. And I think it's a great impression. You know, it's like there are other things, yes. But I need to know their relationship. And I start with this very simple thing, is their sisters. But the thing is, and this is why this is so important, my tendency as an actor is to say they're sisters next. Okay, they're sisters. Do you see what I mean? I don't take the time to know what that means.
Yeah.
And therefore, I miss the opportunity for acting. I mean, that's really the issue. I take a fact and I go over it. Next.
We talked about it yesterday. You're jumping from one plot fact to another without varying. You gotta earn it.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I mean, that's what we do all the time. You know, we say, yes, here's how this eventually plays. Eventually you're playing Anne Frank, and you say, so tell me about Anne Frank. Well, she was a Jewish girl who grew up in Amsterdam during the Holocaust. Do you see what I mean? And so next. And this is what actors do, and this is why we can't move beyond being mediocre, because we don't take the time to say, what does it mean to be sisters? Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be Jewish during the Holocaust? My God, I mean, if that were a fact in my play,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd say, ooh, sorry, I'll have to come back to rehearsal tomorrow. The biggest sin is reading the text and figuring out how to say it. And nobody believes me, but that's it. And everybody will tell you, there's no acting teacher that will not tell you that the play is not in the words, but you never hear it. Because the first thing you do is go to the words.
Yeah.
Everybody says, oh, no, it's not. But the play is not the words, it's what's behind the words. And everybody goes, oh, yes, yes. Oh, it's not in the words. It's not in the words. Now I have this script, and what's the first thing I'm doing? Is learning the words. So it's like none of it registers. right? So this is important. This is really important that what we're looking at is this simple thing. And it's the reason I stopped you. I don't want you to go to opinion about the relationship yet, because we still don't have sisters yet. Right? And if you jump too fast, you say, oh, yes, one of them seems to be over the other one. Well, maybe, who cares? But we don't know who they are to each other. This is the person that you become a woman with. And you grew up with each other. And what that means. And also, look, I'm stopping all of you because I want to tell you, I want to point out, it's brilliant to say they grew up with each other, but what the fuck does that mean? In other words, and this is what we do. Do you understand what we do? We rattle off facts. They grew up with each other. And they grew up with each other. I'm glad you said that. They grew up with each other becomes another thing that I throw away. Okay, let me help you with this. This is, again, this transition from general to specific. I think I can write at the top of every script the question, like when? What do I mean by that? They have this unbreakable bond. And then I would say to you, like when? Like what happened? Like, tell me an incident when there's an example of this unbreakable bond. Do you all understand why I'm being nitpicky here? Because here's the thing, we keep throwing this stuff out and it means nothing. Unbreakable bond means nothing.
Yeah.
And we say, it's just another thing, actors say it. They have an unbreakable bond. You know, it's general. It's general. It's none of it. It's none of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to say, what does that mean? So I go to like what, like when, like what is an example in the lives of these two sisters that says they have an unbreakable bond?
How does it grow?
And then I begin to own it. Does that make sense? I mean, this is what I'm trying, this is like my Joan of Arc. It is that as actors, we say all sorts of bullshit. We have no idea what it means. They're there for each other.
Yeah.
Great. What does that mean? Do you see what I mean? I've had this very disturbing, experience with Sean. Because I haven't seen him in years. He was a student. There's a kind of teacher-student relationship. I mean, I must have had 1,000 students in the past 35 years. They come, they go, and suddenly, it's like all of a sudden, a student becomes a friend. There's a difference.
Yeah.
There's a difference. I mean, and it's just a weird sort of thing. It's one thing to say mentor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was, I mean, I can say I was mentored by Stella Adler, were we best friends? And people will say that to me, God, it's been so interesting to be friends with Stella Adler. And I always say, I don't know. I would never say we were friends. You know? I went to her at one particular point when I was doing script analysis. I said, Stella, can I come over? I'm going to tell you how I work on a script. And I showed her for about 5 minutes, and she said, darling, if you're getting this out of stage direction, it's time for you to teach it. But, do you know, so it's like, it wasn't like this was my friend. This tendency, we say, this is a friend.
Yeah.
You know, because, and that's why I talk about, we don't know the size of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
This is a friend. And so what we do is it becomes another thing we throw away. I think it's because nobody trained you to do this. Nobody, people always say, no, I've never heard that before.
Right.
Nobody ever sits down and says, so what does that mean? They have an unbreakable bond. And you think, because you've said it, and that's the reason I give you this bumper sticker, the fact that you say it doesn't make it true. You have to turn everything into how is that actable?
Mm-hmm.